Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You're hearing my voice tonight, and it's something a little bit different because Ian and Mark are actually away at a talk radio convention in New York City. They'll be back on Friday, but in case you don't know me, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Nemi.
I'm Julia.
And we are your fill-in crew for tonight. We'll try to entertain you just as Mark and Ian do normally. I think you hear Nemi on Wednesday nights anyway, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So you're a regular. Julia, you're on Mondays, and I'm usually on the Sunday show with Mark. So Free Talk Live, of course, is live 7 days a week. You can hear us every single night of the week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can also call us. Free Talk Live is a show where we love to hear from you. We encourage you to call in and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number tonight is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And again, we'd love to hear from you, whatever's on your mind. But ladies, I found this article that I had to bring up on the show. I was really disturbed when I read this. It's from Salon.com by Glenn Greenwald. And if you're familiar with him, he writes a lot about anti-war issues. He's sort of a, I mean, he I think he identifies himself as a liberty-loving person or libertarian maybe even. I don't know if he uses that terminology, but he definitely writes a lot about anti-war issues and how Obama really isn't doing anything much different than Bush did. You know, he's kind of continuing all these bad policies, especially when it comes to war. And the headline here from just recently on Salon.com, it says, U.S. again bombs mourners. The Obama policy of attacking rescuers and grieving rituals continues this weekend in Pakistan. So basically, here's the gist of it. The U.S. has been taking these drones, these, you know, you all know about the drones, right?
Yes.
Flying overhead and taking people out. They're unmanned in some cases. Basically, it's killing people with a joystick. I mean, it's about as close as you can get to a real-life video game as possible, you know, and except it's not a game. It's real, and it's people's lives, and sometimes these people's you know, these people are innocent. You know, they're not doing anything except going about their lives. Sometimes these, you know, strikes target people who just kind of get caught up in it because that's where they are. And in this case, they're taking drones and actually flying them over funerals and people who are seeing people that they know and trying to rescue them from perilous situations. And they're gunning them down from these drones.
Why?
I don't know. Terror? The war on terror?
I don't see any logic. I don't see how they could justify that, I guess.
Guilt by association, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, I guess. I mean, maybe they just see everyone in Pakistan as a potential terrorist, and if they are associating with somebody they know who was killed, well, then they must be bad, too, because the U.S. never goes wrong in who they kill. I don't know.
That's really sad.
It is terribly sad, yeah, and you're completely right, Julia. I can't justify it either. I have no idea why they would do something like this. So let me read you a little bit from this article, Salon.com, again, from Glenn Greenwald. In February, the Bureau of Investigative Journalism documented that after the U.S. kills people with drones in Pakistan, it then targets for death those who show up at the scene to rescue the survivors and retrieve the bodies, as well as those who gather to mourn the dead at funerals. This is terrible. I mean, a funeral, like you can't leave people alone for a few minutes to mourn the dead person in their family or the one that they know. It's about the most inhumane thing I could possibly imagine.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, so let's see. The CIA's drone campaign in Pakistan has killed dozens of civilians who had gone to help rescue victims or were attending funerals. As the New York Times summarized these findings, at least 50 civilians had been killed in follow-up strikes after they rushed to help those hit by a drone-fired missile. So people were going to help out their friends, a little bit of maybe mutual aid there, spontaneously organizing. And what do they get for their trouble? Well, they get droned, too.
This is one of those news stories that I'm just sort of speechless. Like, I don't even know how to comment because it's just awful.
Well, this article says what kind of country would do this. Well, it's the country that would do it to its own citizens. I saw this happen in Occupy Oakland as well. Someone got hit.
Really? They had drones?
Something. No, well, not by drones, but by members of the police. Police department had fired tear gas or some kind of cartridge into a crowd of people, hit someone in the face, and when this person went down, people rushed to his aid, and they were hit again.
Wow.
So if the the police force is willing to do it to its own people, I would assume the military is certainly willing to do it to other people.
Yeah, you know this is interesting to me because I've been, you know, I'm in the medical field or, you know, sort of close to it. I volunteer with an organization called Free Aid, which does mutual aid, you know, like does first aid for basically festivals like the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Nothing too serious. Like we give people Band-Aids and bug spray and sunscreen and stuff like that. We're not like doing open heart surgery or anything, but... But, you know, I've been interested, because of that, in street medics, and especially with the Occupy protests going on in Boston and New York City and Oakland and all these other places, they have street medics there who basically they'll take, like, duct tape and they'll wear a jacket. They'll put a cross on their jacket with, like, red or black duct tape, and they even have websites in some cases where they organize. They provide mental health help for people who have been brutalized by police at these protests. They give out... There's something you can do where you mix, like, antacid, like Tums with water, and it can neutralize some of the tear gas and pepper spray and things like that, supposedly. So they do things like that, and often the street medics get targeted themselves when they're just trying to help people, you know. So it's sort of a version of that, except in
right,
this case...
Much more extreme.
Much more extreme, yeah. They're actually getting killed in these by missiles dropping from the sky. I mean... Horrifying, right?
Right. And I would be interested to know the rules of engagement. Like,
they don't care about those.
Well, right. But I would be interested to know what protocol is, you know, just for information's sake, because I don't know.
That's the way the U.S., you know, seems to operate. Everybody else has to follow their rules, but they don't have to follow their own rules. And, yeah, it leads to things like this. So the New York Times said that at least 50 civilians have been killed in follow-up strikes after they rushed to help those hit by a drone-fired missile, while the Bureau counted more than 20 other civilians killed in strikes on funerals. That's a lot of people. That's like, you know, 70 people, maybe even more. These are probably conservative numbers. You know, because a lot of times when the military, reports these statistics, they will, if somebody gets killed, any man who is killed, and this is, you know, gender discrimination too, of course, but any man who gets killed, they will assume that they're an insurgent or that they're a terrorist and they're fighting against the U.S., and so that way, even if it was just somebody who wasn't involved, if it was a civilian, they don't have to count that death in the number of civilian deaths. So they use these little tricky kind of tactics to minimize the statistics of how many civilians get killed. This repellent practice continues, says the article. Over the last 3 days, the U.S. has launched 3 separate drone strikes in Pakistan, one on each day, and this is over the past weekend, so it's relatively fresh news. As The Guardian reports, the U.S. has killed between 20 and 30 people in each of the strikes, the last of which, early this morning, and this article's from Monday, killed about between 8 and 15. And, you know, it's hard to tell exactly how many people get killed, but also how many get injured, too, and how many of them, you know, in Pakistan, I'm sure there's not the world's greatest hospitals or anything like that. And, you know, you see these pictures of these little girls who get deformed because they've gotten hit with different chemicals and explosives in places like Afghanistan and Iraq and stuff like that. I'm sure in Pakistan too. So what are all the consequences of these? What are the ripple effects of just dropping missiles on people from the sky, from an unmanned drone, from, you know, on a funeral?
Sad.
What do you think is worse, the weddings or the funerals? Remember in Iraq they were bombing wedding parties and they got a lot of bad PR for that?
They should get bad PR for that. That's sick.
That is sick. And you ask which is worse. I honestly don't know. I would guess funerals.
I would say funeral too.
Yeah.
Because I think there's sort of an additional disrespect. You know, disturbing a funeral, I think people are mourning and it's just sort of something you don't do, right?
Yeah. And then pretty soon there'll be no one left to have a funeral for some of those people who got killed.
Yeah.
Right? Because everybody who was in the family was at the funeral. It's just madness. And yeah, it is an extra layer of disrespect to do these kind of things. It just is bad PR.
As if it isn't bad enough just to do it, right? But you have to do it at a funeral.
I guess to be in the military and to do these kind of things, you have to learn to think of people as really not human beings.
Yeah, obviously.
With no humanity at all, and it's okay to just kill them, and they're all terrorists, and they're not like us. We're fighting the good fight. Let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE. Can you justify dropping drone missiles on funerals in Pakistan? Call us, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Nemi.
And Julia.
We thank you for joining us. Want to remind you that listen.freetalklive.com has all kinds of different ways you can listen to the show. It's got the live streams, the radio affiliates, the satellite, webcam, and listen lines. And by the way, webcam, too, you can find over at cam.freetalklive.com. Most of you probably aren't used to seeing three ladies on the air. This is kind of a change, I guess you could say. So if you tune into the cam, you can see what we look like and see us doing the show live, of course. And you're welcome to call in at 855 855- 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We have taken over the show tonight because Ian and Mark have gone to a talk radio convention. But
a romantic getaway.
Well, I have heard that they do share...
they do share a bed. Or they have shared beds, yes.
That's right. Yeah, give them some more AMP money so they can afford to get two beds.
Who do you think is the cuddler?
Mark is the big spoon. Mark is definitely the big spoon. Have you ever seen the pictures of they had like a photo shoot years ago, and they only published a few of these pictures.
Uh-huh.
But I'll have to find them and show them to you. It's not like a secret or anything like that, but they are the gayest looking pictures ever. They're sitting on the beach together, you know, and their hair is like flowing in the wind. It's really funny stuff.
Awesome. Why don't they publish that?
I don't know.
Great publicity for
the show.
Anyway, so I want to remind you that Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign, no terms of service to abide by. Anybody can download the free Bitcoin software, and they can be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing the permission of any bank or government. This is huge. I mean, I don't know if you ladies use Bitcoins, but I definitely do, and
I'm
really excited about them.
I have some as well.
Just the savings and transaction costs alone. I mean, whenever you pay with PayPal online, it's going to cost you, you know, 3% to 5% in transaction costs, credit card processing fees. But with Bitcoins, there's none of that. You can pay an optional like 0.001 Bitcoin or something like that.
Yeah.
Really easy to use. And to learn more, to find out how to use them, visit weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, that's another website, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com. Lots of exciting things coming down the pipe with those, the little internet cash there, ladies. So, you know, we were talking about this, these drone strikes in Pakistan on funerals and on people who were trying to help their family members who had been kind of gunned down by these strikes. Not really gunned, because they drop missiles, right? They're not actually sniping from the drones. I should say, use accurate terminology here. But yeah, I mean, it's a really sad article. There's not really much more we can say. I mean, we're all in agreement here, ladies, right, that this is not something we could ever morally support, right?
I certainly wouldn't.
Yeah. And if you have an alternative perspective, please let us know, 855-450-FREE. But for now, I think we're going to move on to something else because, well, this is a little bit happier. Did you hear they're building a colony on Mars?
I heard something about it.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
Yeah, I know. It's the free... We were joking during the break that it's the Free Planet Project, right? They're trying to get away
from
overreaching of the state. This is actually a private organization called Mars One. The human settlement of Mars in 2023 is their little tagline on their website, mars-one.com. That's where I'm reading from. Mars One will establish the first human settlement on Mars in 2023. This is pretty ambitious. That's like 10 years away.
Yeah.
A habitable settlement will be waiting for the settlers when they arrive. The settlement will support them while they live and work on Mars the rest of their lives. Every 2 years after 2023, an additional crew will arrive such that there is a real living, growing community on Mars. Mars One has created a technical plan for this mission that is as simple as possible. For every component of the mission, we've identified at least one potential supplier. Mars One invites you to join us in this next giant leap for mankind. Now, there are people who don't even believe that the moon landing was real.
Right.
You ever heard about this?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Right.
Yep.
Now, I wonder how they're going to go to Mars. I mean, what do you think? Do you think it's legit?
Sure, I think it's legit. I just hope that if I were one of the four, because the first group is comprised of four people.
Hope you like each other.
Right, no kidding, right?
Right. Yeah, I think does it take actually 2 years to travel there? I mean, because Mars is one of the closest planets to Earth, but it's still, I mean, it takes several months.
Can you imagine, like, one year in, it's like, I want to go back. I do not
like
this guy.
I'm done with you. I changed my mind.
That's it. I don't like you guys. This place sucks.
There's no water. Where's the ocean?
Yeah, well, and I wonder, too, after traveling, you know, to Mars, if it actually takes 2 years to make the journey, like, people's bones get brittle in space because they don't have the stress on them keeping the, you know, their bones strong, and how do they deal with stuff like that, like the physiological changes?
There's a great FAQ list here. It says, how long does it take to travel to Mars? The trip takes around 7 months.
A little bit longer
than astronauts currently stay on the International Space Station. Precise duration of each journey depends on when it is taken. Because both Mars and Earth's orbits are not perfectly circular, the time it takes to travel between them varies between 6 to 8 months. You can arrive earlier if you use more fuel, of course, but that also dramatically increases the mission's cost. You could also use less fuel and increase travel time to a certain extent, which is not a problem for unmanned flights, but we want to keep the time the astronauts spend flying as short as possible.
Yeah, I would want to keep it as short as possible.
Yeah, 7 months is a long time to be strapped into something with some people. But then you've got a whole planet with three other people. What do you know, this sounds like a sci-fi movie to me.
You know, not that this should be the first question on everybody's minds, but I was just recently talking with a friend about how, you know, people have sex in space. How do you think they do it? Do you know?
They asked this question. I'm loving this FAQ list here because it says, can the astronauts have children on Mars? Let's see.
It's never been tried before, I guarantee that.
We'll see. Here's the answer. Our ability to conceive in reduced gravity is not known. Neither is there enough research on whether a fetus can grow normally under these circumstances.
So please don't.
Mars One will therefore strongly advise the settlement inhabitants not to attempt to have children. Interesting. Please don't breed.
Wow. So they want to establish a colony on Mars, but everybody's going to have to come from Earth.
Right, the babies, too.
Interesting.
Babies have to come from Earth.
I guess they would have to grow into adults with strong
that
bones before they can
withstand. That
seems
a little, like, almost could be torturous.
Like for a baby or a kid?
Well, no, for adults. I mean, you're asking human beings to go up to Mars for the rest of their lives and never touch another one. Like,
well, you can even catch the next shuttle back 2 years later.
Didn't it say you couldn't leave?
Contraception. Right. It's until.
Oh, yeah, it does say the rest of their lives.
The rest of their lives. Wow. There is no return.
Here you go.
There is no exit.
I mean, you might as well just lock yourself in a dark room and never leave, right? Because what's on Mars? And now you can't even. You can't touch anyone. Whatever you do.
You can't go outside without a spacesuit. You know, the only thing that would probably make this worth it is an enormous profit margin for mining, you know, substances.
Something.
Like if Mars is made of gushers of gold or something. But I don't know. I mean, why would somebody do this? I guess it's that exploratory spirit. Like, did you ladies hear a couple of weeks ago, Ian and Mark were talking about Blue Seed, which is basically a retrofitted cruise ship that's going to act as an incubator for startup businesses, but you have to go live on a cruise ship for 2 years or whatever, however long it takes to start your business. And I don't know. I guess the people who are willing to take risks will kind of flesh these things out for themselves, but it sure is interesting. Tell us whether you'd like to live on Mars for the rest of your life. It seems awfully final. At 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Want to start the Free Planet Project? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live, Wednesday edition. It's Stephanie with you.
And I'm Amy.
And Julia.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark tonight. They're away, but never fear, they'll be back. Meantime, if you want to get some more of them while they're gone, you can hear a live show, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. They've got MP3 archives going back to late 2006. That's a really long time. I mean, that's more content than probably anybody could really realistically listen to, even if they listen to Free Talk Live all day, every day, for several months. It's thousands of hours of content over there at archives.freetalklive.com. And, of course, it always helps, if you like tonight's show, if you like another show this week, share it with your friends. Let them know about it. We've got this new cool archive system on SoundCloud, which allows you to actually make comments, like kind of like comments on a blog, but like within the audio file of Free Talk Live. So if you hear one of us say something that you disagree with, you really agree with, or you just want to praise us and say how awesome we are, you can do that. Tonight's archive in SoundCloud. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you also want to keep your clients. SACL CAI, you can check out their banner at freetalklive.com, and please do business with businesses that support FTL. Also, by the way, SACL CAI is the sponsor of the toll-free call-in lines for you, which is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear from you bring up whatever's on your mind, anything that we've been discussing tonight. We've talked about drones, dropping missiles on funerals in Pakistan, and also human settlement of Mars. It's Free Talk Live. Anything goes.
And Nemi, I think you had a story you wanted to discuss for the pet lovers out there, right?
Yes, new fines are in place for cats and dogs that don't buckle up in New Jersey from Philadelphia.
The cats and dogs are going to get a fine?
Well, the owner.
Oh, I see how it works.
Well-phrased headline, good catch. Yeah. Click it or sick it, it is not just for people anymore, at least in the Garden State.
Oh, gosh. That phrase, let me just stop it. That is so annoying.
Click it or ting it.
Click
yeah.
it or tick it.
It's so nannying. It's
I love listening to the ads in New Hampshire, because New Hampshire is the only state in the United States that doesn't have a mandatory seatbelt law for adults. I mean, you need to buckle up if you're under 18, but it's the only law. It's the only state without an adult seatbelt law. So I always love when I hear the propaganda commercials, click it or ticket, coast to coast. I'm like, sup, New Hampshire?
Yeah, exactly.
You can, like, picture the wagging finger.
Yeah.
Click it or ticket.
Yeah.
No.
So, if you're not watching the camera right now, you should be to see Julia's wagging finger.
That's awesome. Police and animal control officers are authorized to cite drivers with unrestrained animals in the car. Yes, that includes the back of a pickup truck, too. Violators can be fined $250 to $1,000 per offense.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to digress for just a second.
Brutal.
There is a law in New Hampshire against having a pet in the bed of a truck. You are not here. You don't have a...
It seems irresponsible. I mean, maybe if you were driving slow, like in Keene, the speed limit doesn't go above 30, so maybe...
Would you say
even
cruel?
So,
would you say it's cruel to the animals?
I wouldn't say it's cruel. I would say it would be reckless.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would depend. If you were maybe driving down the street and you were going 10 miles an hour, it would maybe be okay, but it doesn't seem right.
It's not fun to see a dog. I've seen a dog come out of a pickup truck taking a turn, and it's not pretty.
Oh, my.
It's not
yeah.
pretty. So, I mean, I understand where the spirit is here, but I think it's a little ridiculous. And I wonder, too, because it says here, police and animal control officers are authorized to cite drivers, so now is animal control going to be able to pull people over?
That's a good question.
A loose dog in the back of your car.
I'd like to know how much the seatbelt law is for people, because $250
yeah.
seems very unreasonable.
Great point.
And I got a speeding ticket or a seatbelt ticket in Florida, and it was $70 or something around there.
Mm. So placing more value on the dog's life
right.
than the human passenger. There you go. That's government.
I mean,
government
this has
for you.
To be a wow. We can make more money this way. I mean, who could justify this in any way? It's absolutely crazy.
Well, according to Ray Martinez. And the page reloads just in time. Head of the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission just wants to avoid distracted driving. Quote, people actually driving with a dog or cat on their laps.
A cat?
Yeah, on their lap.
Well,
if a cat sitting on your lap.
My cat sits on my lap. My cat does not like... I have a very friendly cat. He's very sociable. And so if you were to come to my house, the cat would jump in your lap and be all cozy. But for some reason, he is terrified of car rides. And sometimes I bring him here to see Ian. And because Ian likes the cat.
He is a cool cat.
So sometimes I bring him here to see Ian. And he literally will not leave my lap. Like, I'll put him in the front seat. And the cat is so scared that he comes over and he sits on my lap and just... like holds me the whole way, but he doesn't
need
move.
A seatbelt.
No, he doesn't need it. I have a seatbelt, so he's kind of in it by association, right?
Aww.
But he holds on to me and he doesn't move around. So what's the problem?
Yeah, my cats do not enjoy car rides, but I did over the weekend see a loose cat in a car down at the corner coffee shop.
Oh, I love that.
And this just walking around.
Yep.
I like that's a pretty chill cat right there.
My friend's cat likes to put his feet up on the dashboard and look out the window. It's very amusing.
That's really
like the
cute.
Whole way. He goes from the front to the back, just back and forth.
So, I wonder what these people would have to say about the cat copter.
Oh my gosh. Did you watch his
yes,
video?
I did.
This guy very funny.
Made a helicopter basically out of the tan.
That's
skin.
Gotta be illegal in New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't everything illegal in New Jersey?
Yes, fine. Yes, yes. It
so
is.
To get back to this quote, he says, people are actually driving with a dog or cat on their laps. It's not cute. It's actually dangerous for the driver. It's dangerous for other drivers, and it's dangerous for that pet.
So they're talking about distracted driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the idea is that a dog or cat could walk around in the car or something and distract a driver, but...
Or get in the way, like crawl down under the brake pedal or something.
That might be a legitimate concern, I guess. But, I mean, pet owners know their pets and whether they like to hide in small spaces.
Well, sure.
And they would do that. But I'm just thinking, like, what if you have a dog, let's say, and the dog doesn't like to be restrained? Because, you know, we all want to be free, like even animals want to be free. So what if it doesn't like to be restrained with a seatbelt? And I'm sure, you know, a lot of the devices that restrain pets are maybe not that comfortable. So what if it's barking and wanting to be let out? And isn't that distracting too?
Sure. It says here, dogs can be placed in harnesses that click right into the seatbelt buckle. Cats don't take well to harnesses, newsflash. So they need to go in a carrier, and the carrier needs to be buckled down.
Okay, now that is distracting. If I put my cat in a carrier, he sits in the back and goes, meow, meow, the whole time. Chris, I remember, or Luther is my brother, and he moved to Burlington, Vermont, which is several hours away, and he said that the cat in the carrier for 3 hours.
It's enough to drive you insane.
Right, is that not distracting?
Unless you find a way to cope.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not fun.
It's not like you can just put a towel over their cage like a bird and it will go to sleep, right? What about other animals? Like, what if you have a pet monkey? Or what if you have a bird and you're driving with the bird?
More laws, Stephanie, more laws.
Yeah.
And I remember PETA coming out in favor of this years ago, and I thought it was just as
ridiculous. But they're not in favor of people even having pets.
That's true.
Right?
No, that's the ultimate goal. Wow. No pets.
I guess that's like the minarchism of pet having.
They're not to be used for our entertainment.
Well, yeah. Wow.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think I have a problem with pets. I mean,
people love their pets.
My pet is quite content to eat the food I give her and play with the catnip and the toys and all.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't want to be someone's pet, but I'm a human being and I'm a sovereign individual. And you could argue that humans and animals are quite different in a lot of important ways. Right.
And those sorts of pets are bred pretty much to be your pet. I mean, like a domestic cat.
My cat.
Right. My cat doesn't want to go outside. I could leave the door open all day, and he's not going outside. So.
Yeah.
He's happy where he is. Mine is, too. I mean, she'll go out and get some air, but she's not fending for herself. She's actually, I call her a retired feral, because I picked her up. You know, and she's quite content. Like Julia said, you know, I know where my food's coming from. I've got a warm place to sleep. I'm good. I'm chill. I can go sit in the sun maybe once in a while. But, yeah, she doesn't want to go in the car, so I don't take her in the car unless I have to. But that somebody can pull me over. And, again, this comes into kind of seatbelt law for me. Is this a primary law or a secondary law?
Yeah, if they see a wagging tail or some fur.
Uh-oh.
If they see somebody with a shaggy haircut in the passenger seat, would they pull you over? Oh, suspected dog. Call the backup units. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Would you strap your pet into the back seat? This is getting a little bit ridiculous, don't you think? Free Talk Live, there's more coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House No. 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. It's Stephanie with you.
And Emmy.
And Julia.
We thank you for tuning in to tonight's show. You can call us at 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Free Talk Live, of course, is live every day of the week, every night of the week, if that is. And this is the live Wednesday edition. If you're listening between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, you are hearing the live show, and you can feel welcome to participate. And, of course, I want to remind you that Free Talk Live has a BBS, which is a bulletin board system, kind of a throwback to the initial days of the Internet, where you can go and post things, you can discuss what you hear on the show, you can troll the boards. I think they're relatively easy to do that over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And, Nemi, you had a statistic that you wanted to share from the last... There was a question...
Yeah, it's just... Julia had asked in the last segment how much it costs for a ticket for an adult who is caught without wearing a seatbelt. And to clarify, New Jersey is a primary state for front seats in a car, meaning...
Primary means they can pull you over and look because they suspect that you're not wearing a seatbelt.
Because they've seen you not wearing a seatbelt. Yeah, but it's a secondary law for people in rear seats, which is secondary means that they have to pull you over for something else before they cite you for it. But including court costs, not wearing your seatbelt as an adult can cost you $46.
And the minimum fine was $250
to $1,000 for not buckling up your pet.
That's not only more for the pet, that's like 20 times more.
Yeah.
What are they saying with that? Of course, I wouldn't advocate raising the fines on the humans. I mean, that's what they would probably say. Oh, well, I guess we have to raise the fines on the humans. But no, this is ridiculous. If somebody's endangering an animal, talk to them about it, maybe. You know, if they're driving distracted, I don't think that's a crime in and of itself. I mean, I don't want to endanger people on the road, and I don't want others to endanger me, but if somebody hurts somebody else, that's a crime, and I think it matters that the victim gets compensated for that in some way, or victims. But just simply driving distracted when you may or may not have anything to do with an accident, is that a crime in and of itself? I don't think it is. Where's the victim? Right?
Right. I think it's something like we've just had a... We've just had a verdict come back in Massachusetts under their new texting while driving law. And
New Hampshire has that, too.
Yeah.
And or at least the town.
New Hampshire, the state does have it, but it's very... it's very loose in that you can't be texting, but you can be making a phone call. So you can still be eating a sandwich or, you know, trying to shift your standard car,
helping
while smoking
your baby,
a cigarette, and
changing the radio,
drinking your ice coffee.
I never seen anyone change a baby on the road while they're driving.
That would be some talent,
yeah,
right there. I
Super
wouldn't
mom.
Want to see it, but
wow.
That's cool. But
yeah. Or dad.
I think distracted driving is already covered, and that was the major objection when the texting law came up here anyway. And
well, where does it stop? I mean, do they ban every single form of distracted driving? Do they mandate that everybody has to get 9 hours of sleep before they get in a car?
They shouldn't put radios in cars.
Yeah, right.
That's distracting. What about if you're changing the channel? Or
you shouldn't put kids in cars because they're distracting.
Oh, yes, very distracting.
or you might be distracted as you are and leave your baby on top of the car, which was another news item in the last week or so. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
my mom
talk about that later.
Goodness, yeah.
Is just distracted. Like, my mom is... very strange when she drives and she'll like see something on the side of the road and like, ooh, look at over here. And then you say, whoa.
She'd see Julia's eyes just lighting up. She follows
She's
the object.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes like a deer will run out in front. That happened to me just today. A deer ran in front of the car and I noticed it because I was paying attention, but sometimes they're just really fast.
Thank goodness you weren't eating a sandwich, Stephanie.
Putting on your makeup.
You know. Right.
I don't do either one of those things.
When I
see girls putting mascara on in the car, like, really?
Really?
Well, that's dangerous to them. I mean, because if there's a sudden movement, it's going to hurt their eye, right? It's
going
to scratch their cornea.
Awful.
I mean, makeup in general just doesn't...
Who cares about the trash car or the fence? They might damage their cornea.
Well,
okay, those are all important
they
things.
Might smear their makeup, most importantly.
Oh, dear. Like break a nail.
Okay, confession time. Three ladies here, none of us are wearing makeup that I can tell anyway.
Nope.
And, that makes me really happy, actually.
Yeah, I don't think we need it. I mean, of course not.
And it's three beautiful ladies here tonight, so I was just like, you know what? I don't need to.
Yeah.
But then I say that every day, so.
Yeah, me too.
Well, we did have a caller on the line. They dropped off. I hope they call back. They wanted to address the dearth of women in the Libertarian Party. That was at least what they said.
Sometimes the board ops get it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wonder, you said this, I wonder if he's Libertarian Party or just Liberty Movement.
Uh-huh. But it is a significant issue, I think, in both, probably more in the Libertarian Party because it's just so... Oh, geeky, nerdy.
Yeah.
And there's your answer.
Well,
there's your answer.
The answer, but I mean...
Why don't you have more girls at the comic book store or at Star Wars conventions? This is why.
Yes, those are two issues, and they parallel each other, because this doesn't just happen in the Liberty Movement. This is a serious problem. This is something that I personally have been thinking about for several years, ever since I first noticed it, like 5 years ago or more. I've been a liberty-minded person for probably more than 10 years, okay, or maybe all my life. I like to say I was born one, right, and then I had to be like, you know, de-indoctrinated from liberty, right, in the government schools. But, you know, I've noticed this problem that there are a lot more men than women, and it happens not only in the liberty movement, as I found out recently, but in the skeptic community, the atheist community. Nemi, you're a skeptic,
right,
or you're atheist. None of us are religious here, so maybe we know a little bit about that. Also in the nerd community, or for lack of a better word, like comic books, gamers, that kind of thing. Any movement that's kind of male-dominated, I think it sort of tends to become this self-reinforcing thing. And I do think that it, at least partially, it's because there's bias against women. I don't think women are just less interested in liberty. I mean, because I think if you talk to women, they're just as naturally liberty-minded as men are. But it's just... they go into a movement like this and they see a lot of people, you know, like Julia, you had someone belch on you.
Yeah. Right. And you see, I don't think it's, I think it's just that women aren't necessarily attracted to the men who are involved in whatever particular circle it happens to be. You know, if somebody belched on, really?
Did you hear this story?
No.
Okay. So there was a guy, it was actually at Porkfest, I think in 2008, and some guy was walking beside me. There was like a whole line of us, and he just looked, he turned and looked right at me and belched really loud in my face.
That is sexy right there.
I know.
That will get you. Sarcastic. That will get you a girlfriend.
I swear.
Disclaimer, I hope this doesn't make anyone turned off from going to Pork Fest.
I have not been belched on since.
Yes. But I mean, but there are other way more egregious examples of that. Like at Pork Fest, there have been men who have shown up and groped women against their
that's
consent.
Not funny,
that's not funny.
Ridiculous.
That's, I mean, that's completely non-consensual.
And then,
there have been men who have who have hit on women. That
Didn't someone say something really gross to you?
Yes, I was at the Liberty Forum this past winter, which is another Free State Project event. I was in an elevator with a man who I didn't know, and I was wearing a T-shirt. Actually, the T-shirt had a comic on it, which is my friend Marcus's webcomic. He's actually sitting here in the studio listening to the show. He does a webcomic called Brainless Tales, and I had one of his a T-shirt that had one of his comics on it. So the guy in the elevator is staring at my shirt, ostensibly, and he goes, oh, sorry, I wasn't just looking at your chest, except he used a different word. That was more vulgar. I wasn't just looking at your chest.
Yeah, look is all you get to do.
Funny,
I mean, have fun. Take a picture.
It's just, how it was uncomfortable. Have so little tact?
And you're stuck in an elevator with them, too.
That's
the other thing.
There's probably a classier way to say something nice to you, right? Because, I mean, maybe in his mind, he's like, well, if I tell Stephanie she's got a nice chest, then
she'll love me forever. Yeah. She'll want to marry
waiting
me,
for.
And we'll be together, and it'll be happy.
Right, like, he could have said something nice instead.
Right.
Yeah,
or engage
and
you in an intelligent conversation.
You're looking lovely today.
Right.
May I take you
or
to
like
dinner?
Or like your shirt. Or something, you know? So, yeah, shower.
Or talk to me about an idea. I mean, that's the
something.
Other thing. A lot
Stephanie,
of times they
I love
assume
your work on Free Talk Live. You are so great.
Thank you, Julia. Yeah, I would see that. That would be a great way to engage.
Icebreaker.
Yeah.
Now,
nobody ever says that to me, though. They either ignore
nice
me
chest.
Or they say nice rack or whatever. But yeah, I mean, the other thing is that sometimes we get, I think, pigeonholed maybe or stereotyped or like people assume. I've actually heard people say women can never really be activists. And that really disheartened me. Like, oh, they're not hardcore enough to go to jail. They're not hardcore enough to really do the activism. And that is totally not true. And actually, there's an award right now that's going to be given out at Porkfest. It's called the Zoe Taylor Award for a great female liberty activist. And the list of nominees is huge. And they're
cool.
All very prominent, active women in the liberty movement. And I'm really happy to see that. But, you know, I think we do have this caller back on the line, ladies, who wants to talk about this very subject. We've got Troy listening in Saskatchewan, and Troy, are you with us? You're on Free Talk Live. Oh!
Hey, ladies, I want to tie this all together with the Mars mission.
This is an exciting cliffhanger. Troy, hold on the line if you would. We're just coming up on the end of the segment. We're going to come back more with Troy in hour two. We're going to talk about women, liberty movement, and Mars. I'm really curious how he's
going to. I can't wait.
Maybe he's going to go Robert A. Heinlein and the line marriage thing on us. We'll have to wait to find out. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call, and there's more coming up.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.